Whoa, that's not right. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Today I have a story. Why do I tell stories? Because stories are a great format for comprehensible input. If you can follow the story, if you can understand what is happening in this story, you will learn more English. You will improve your English listening comprehension, and eventually, with enough input, your speaking ability. You already speak English, but you probably would like two things. One, to understand spoken English better, more confidently. And two, to be able to speak English more clearly and be understood. These are two very realistic goals for the coming year, simply by listening to a huge amount of English. This is why I created this channel. People learning English, people trying to improve their English, often have trouble understanding native content. And native content, like television series and movies, are not made for language learners. They're made for entertainment. People just repurpose them to learn languages, and that is not very efficient. Listening to clearly spoken English that you can readily understand is much more efficient. So today I have a story for comprehensible input. It's an original story. We're going to join Bill and Ginger in this story. If you have watched previous videos on this channel, you may recognize Bill and Ginger. They are a married couple, and they have two children. Their youngest child is Charlotte. She is 14 years old. Their son is 19 years old, and he is a college student. So let's join Bill and Ginger. The story begins in the bathroom. It's early in the morning. Ginger has gone downstairs to fix breakfast. Bill is preparing himself for work. He needs to go to work, and his routine includes brushing his teeth in the morning before he goes downstairs. While he was brushing his teeth, he noticed something odd. He noticed a little pebble in his mouth, a little hard chunk of something in his mouth. But he had not eaten anything thus far today, so this was a big surprise. He thought to himself, "Whoa, that's not right." He put the toothbrush down and used his tongue to move this piece of something hard to the front of his mouth. And then he took it out and examined it. There was just one loose piece, and as he looked at it, he realized it was part of a tooth. This caused him a lot of anxiety. He felt a little sick thinking that he had lost part of a tooth. He looked in the mirror, he opened his mouth and looked in the mirror, and everything looked normal. He then moved his tongue around the inside of his mouth. He found the spot that was different. He found the absent part of the tooth in the contour of his teeth. He didn't know what to do with this piece of tooth, so he wrapped it in a Kleenex and put it in the medicine cabinet. He didn't know if the dentist would want to put it back. He wasn't familiar enough with dentistry to know whether it was necessary to keep that piece of tooth. But he didn't want to throw it away and then find out later that it was necessary to keep it. He finished brushing his teeth and went downstairs. He poured himself a cup of coffee and saw that breakfast was coming together. Ginger had been working on breakfast, and it was almost ready. He told Ginger what had happened. He told her that he had broken a tooth, and that he could tell it was from the upper jaw, one of his upper teeth, Ginger responded by saying, "Let me see." So he opened his mouth, and she couldn't tell that anything was missing. She said, "I don't see anything wrong." He said, "No, it's on the inside. It's the backside of the tooth. It's this one here, right behind the canine tooth." People have different kinds of teeth. The ones in the front are used for cutting, for biting and cutting things, and we call them incisors. And then the two here on the side are a little more pointy than the others. They come more to a point, and we call those the canine teeth. Behind the canine teeth, there are teeth called bicuspids. Bicuspid teeth are called bicuspids because they have two parts, two points. Bi, in English, usually suggests two. He told Ginger that he had broken a bicuspid tooth. She was not happy to hear that. She felt sorry for her husband who had broken a tooth, and she wanted to help. She immediately suggested that he stay home from work, and she would call Dr. Forrester's office, the dentist, to see if they could work him into the schedule and have him seen this morning. Upon hearing that, Bill said, "No, I've got too much going on today. I have too many important things to do. I can't really just drop everything and go to the dentist. I need to go to work. People are depending on me." Ginger responded by saying that that didn't make any sense to her. This is an important problem, and it needs to be taken care of promptly. Bill was planning on seeing a dentist at some time in the future, but he hadn't decided when. That's when he took the first sip of his coffee. The coffee was hot and delicious, but it was accompanied by a big surprise. When that hot coffee hit that broken tooth, Bill experienced a great deal of pain in the tooth. He was horrified. He quickly swallowed the coffee and said, "Wow, that really hurt." His broken tooth is very sensitive to heat. At this point, Bill is very torn. He wants his coffee, but he doesn't want that pain. He was thinking maybe he could let the coffee cool down a little bit, and maybe it would hurt less to drink the coffee. He then saw the orange juice on the table, so he took a sip of his orange juice, and exactly the same thing happened. The orange juice was delicious, but the pain in his tooth was horrible. With those two sips of liquids during his morning routine, Bill realized that Ginger was right. He would not be able to tolerate that kind of pain every time he ate. Realizing this, he turned to Ginger and said, "You're right. Let's call Dr. Forrester's office. I'm ready to go and be seen." Bill proceeded to eat his breakfast, but he had to let it cool down quite a lot, and he didn't enjoy it because it was still rather painful. With that experience of eating breakfast with that much pain, Bill knew it was important to see the dentist. Ginger called Dr. Forrester's office. She explained that she and the two kids had been seen by Dr. Forrester, but according to Bill, he had never been seen by Dr. Forrester. Bill had not seen a dentist in more than 10 years. The receptionist was happy to book an appointment. She said that they didn't really have an opening, but that if he would come in soon, Dr. Forrester could work him in because it's an urgent problem. That's exactly what happened. After breakfast, they went to Dr. Forrester's office, Ginger and Bill, and waited. They didn't wait very long. Soon, Bill found himself in the dentist chair. Ginger waited in the waiting room. and Dr. Forrester came in and greeted him. They had never met before. Bill found Dr. Forrester very reassuring and friendly. He seemed sincerely concerned about Bill's problem and very willing to help. Dr. Forrester examined Bill's teeth using a mirror and a bright light, and then spoke to Bill about the problem. He confirmed that there was a broken tooth, and he would recommend getting x-rays to better understand the problem. He said that in addition to the broken tooth, Bill has two cavities and significant periodontal disease, that is gingivitis, inflammation of the gums. He told Bill that he could place a temporary filling to help with the temperature sensitivity, but that that tooth would need to be reconstructed. Bill didn't like that. One of the reasons Bill doesn't go to a dentist is he is frightened of needles in his mouth. Since he was a child, he couldn't stand the idea of getting a needle in his mouth for the anesthesia. This is the primary reason Bill did not want to see a dentist. Now he's forced to see a dentist, and he's forced to deal with this fear of injections in his mouth. So he asked Dr. Forrester, would he need an anesthetic? Dr. Forrester said, well, yes, I would recommend that, because without an anesthetic, this would be rather painful. Bill cringed, and then Dr. Forrester tried to reassure him. He said, I take it you don't want any shots in your mouth. Bill said, I would prefer not to have any. Dr. Forrester, with great confidence, said, I think you'll be surprised. I think we can numb up that area without hurting you. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. With that, Bill resigned himself to the fact that he was going to need the anesthesia that he didn't want, but he allowed Dr. Forrester to proceed. After the x-rays and a brief discussion, Dr. Forrester put a swab covered with a topical anesthetic against the gum inside Bill's mouth. He left it there for a couple of minutes, and then carefully he injected the anesthetic without hurting Bill at all. Bill pointed out afterward that he barely felt it. The temporary filling was applied, and Bill was ready to go. But go where? The recommendation was that Bill proceed over to the endodontist's office down the street. The endodontist will perform a root canal. The root canal is necessary because when that tooth broke, it exposed the nerve and the blood vessel. That's why that tooth was so sensitive to temperature. In addition to the root canal, since so much of the tooth broke off, the endodontist will probably recommend a post to reconstruct that tooth so that a crown can be applied over top of it. Dr. Forrester pointed out that the good news is that that tooth can be reconstructed and saved. He pointed out that in the past, this problem could be treated by extracting the tooth and applying a partial denture. This gave Bill a real sinking feeling. He didn't want his teeth pulled out. He wanted to save that tooth. He wanted to save all his teeth, and he started feeling very guilty that he had not taken better care of his teeth. Later in the morning, he saw the endodontist, and a root canal was performed. More local anesthetic was applied, and Bill was surprised that this endodontist was also very skilled at doing this local anesthetic. It didn't hurt. His fear of the dentist and his fear of needles in his mouth was going away. Bill's biggest problem with the root canal procedure was boredom. He had to lay there in the dental chair with his mouth open while this procedure was done. It seemed to take forever. The endodontist confirmed that a post would be necessary, but that a temporary filling was applied for the time being. Bill would come back to the office in a few days for the post to be applied. Bill asked what this post was made out of. When he heard the word post, he was thinking of a wooden post, like a fence post, so he didn't know what the dentists were talking about. What's a post? The endodontist explained that this post would be made out of gold. He said that other materials are becoming more popular, such as stainless steel or carbon fiber, but that he had been practicing dentistry for decades and he found no reason to change because the gold posts have worked so well for him over the decades. He said these gold posts are tried and true. Bill's next visit to the endodontist was several days later. The dental lab had made this post, and it was installed with no difficulty. He has a temporary crown over this and was cautioned not to floss in that area. Bill listened to that recommendation of no flossing in that part of his mouth and thought to himself, that's going to be easy because Bill doesn't floss his teeth at all. That's part of the problem. It took Dr. Forrester two more visits to reconstruct this tooth completely. That tooth needed to be prepared for a crown. Then the permanent crown had to be made in a dental lab. That takes almost 2 weeks. During those 2 weeks, Bill would have a temporary crown. Again, he was told not to floss in that part of his mouth. When it was all done, Bill's new crown was applied, and it looked like a normal tooth to him. He was very satisfied with its appearance, and it felt great. He tried hot coffee, and it was painless. He tried cold drinks, and they were painless. So Bill was a big fan of his dentist and his dental care. In coming weeks, Bill will need to see the hygienist and have his teeth all cleaned. And the hygienist will help him develop a better program of oral hygiene to avoid this kind of problem in the future. This experience for Bill contained a bunch of surprises. He was surprised at the technology. He had no idea that a dentist could do these things. He was very surprised that these two dentists, perhaps all dentists, have the ability to numb up part of the mouth without hurting the patient. He was very surprised and happy that he could go through this process without enduring a lot of pain. This simple story was created for you as comprehensible input. It talked about a common event that people face in their day-to-day. And this story contained a lot of vocabulary and expressions that you will find useful. But rather than studying a list and memorizing, you heard everything in context. Everything you might want to learn from this episode was delivered to you in context so you can better understand it. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.